A bill that would reform the state's failing second injury fund gets broad support from business, but opposition from labor and trial attorneys. The Attorney General's office has been working with the state auditor to put some numbers on what can only be described as a failing second injury fund. Senator Scott Roop of St. Charles has proposed a bill that would allow the Director of Revenue to increase the surcharge on business tax, capping it at 6%. Chamber of Commerce consultant Richard Moore tells the Senate Small Business Committee where the fund sits today.
Last year, we had $28.1 million of awards that were issued that we were unable to pay.
The state's business lobby, including the Missouri Chamber, Associated Industries, Missouri Merchants, General Contractors, the Restaurant Association, Independent Businesses, and others, do support the measure. Opposing the measure are Missouri Association of Trial Attorneys and the AFL-CIO, representing labor as a whole. AFL-CIO attorney and lobbyist John Boyd.
By keeping those costs as low as we can and keeping the system predictable, then our people have the opportunity to go back to work, to have good-paying jobs, to spend the money here at home, and it becomes a job retention and creation opportunity.
Senator Roop's bill would also eliminate some injuries from qualifying to collect on the fund in order to make the fund solvent. Jessica Machetta, Missouri Net, Jefferson City.